You ready to help me preach my sermon tonight? Well, I've discovered, and I've seen it a few times, and I've begun to see it more and more as I allow the Lord to do the work, is that He does the work. Recently, I was visiting with someone, and they and I had gotten together to help them work through an issue. And what Brother Buddy said happens often happened. They counseled themselves. And as I prayed about tonight and looked at tonight, I heard the Lord whisper to my heart, "You're going to preach the sermon." Or He's going to preach it through you. Are you ready to preach tonight?
Ready.
All right. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. While you're going there, I'm going to tell you a story I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. Don't you like those kinds of stories? I tried to track down. I'd heard the story and I didn't know the origin. And then supposedly this is the origin. How many of you remember Alex Haley, the guy who wrote Roots? All right. Popular figure, literary figure and all of that. Supposedly he is the one who originated this story. He had a picture on the wall of his office of a turtle out in the field on top of a fence post. And when someone asked him, "Why do you have a picture of a turtle on a fence post?" he says, "Because just like that turtle, I did not get where I am by myself." He said, "That picture reminds me to be thankful." In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, Paul reminds us to be thankful. And Marco, we're going to need that microphone here in just a minute. So I hope it's warmed up because they're going to be preaching here in a minute. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 15 says, "See." 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Chronicles chapter number... No, I'm just kidding. 1 Thessalonians. I asked you if y'all was ready to preach, and you said, "Yeah." I had my Bible marked. I didn't even pay attention to where I... 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 15. "See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Did you see that neat little trilogy of thought? Rejoice, the condition, always. Pray, the condition, without ceasing. Give thanks, the condition, in everything. In everything, give thanks. The Scripture tells us and teaches us to live thankful lives. When we start looking at the issue of thankfulness, we begin to realize it is a key that breaks barriers in our lives. Just as rejoicing and prayerfulness are things that break barriers in our lives, so does thanksgiving. Sometimes we're going to be put in situations that we're not going to like. Sometimes it's going to happen. We're not going to be comfortable. We're not going to find them pleasant. We're not going to enjoy them. We're going to find ourselves in situations that may go against everything that we want, that are in fact downright awful. But the Word of God tells us, in fact commands us, to give thanks in everything. And why are we to do that? Because this is God's will for you. As a teenager, I grappled with the issue, what is God's will for my life? This is God's will for your life, that you would give thanks. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you some thoughts about giving thanks. We're going to talk about giving thanks at the right time. We're going to talk about giving thanks to the right person. And we're going to talk about giving thanks for the right reason. And then you're going to give thanks. So I'm preparing you ahead of time. I'm going to ask you to share tonight, in about 10 minutes from now, something you're thankful for. You're thinking, "But wait a minute. We do that at Thanksgiving. Why are you going to make me do it now? Well, I got to thinking about it, and we're about as far away from Thanksgiving as we can be. If you count the months from now to November, it's 6 months. So we're in the third week, pushing on to the fourth week of the month, 6 months away. You almost can't get any further away from the day of Thanksgiving than we are right now. What better time to give thanks? So I want you to begin thinking about it. First of all, I said that I'm going to talk to you about giving thanks at the right time. When is the right time to be thankful? All the time. It is. It says, in everything. The in everything indicates a time frame. It means at all times. At every, always, the word everything has a, in the Greek it has a little pronoun, not pronoun, a prefix. No, it started with a P. Has a little prefix that says, that indicates when depending on whatever word it's attached to can mean, can add meanings. One of the meanings, it means things like this. All, any, every, always, daily, thoroughly, whatsoever, whosoever. These are the ways that prefix ends up translating other words, modifying other words. So always, at all times, in every place, whatsoever, give thanks. The right time is now. Right time is also everywhere, just like it says in everything. You know, it's not easy. We say that sometimes. It's easy to do it at church, not easy to do it at home. Well, the point of it is we're called to be thankful whether we're at Sunday morning, Wednesday night, in a sanctuary with other people, or whether we're in a different place that's not a church service. We're called to be thankful at all times. In fact, it's interesting that Thanksgiving is to be just as much a part of our life as prayer is. Because just before it, it says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything. Pray without ceasing, give thanks. Now, we as Christians wouldn't think of not having prayerful lives. I mean, most of us have the habit of at least praying over our meals, acknowledging God and thanking Him for that. Most of us pray at different times during the day. Sometimes our prayer, those deep theologicals, oh God, help. Right? Ever had any of those? Had a few of those myself today. Can't tell you how many. Sometimes our prayers are more profound and polite and have more appropriate words. But sometimes our prayers are just, God, I need your help. I don't know what to do. Please help. Well, just as prayer is a part of our life as a believer, and we don't leave prayer behind at church, so we don't leave thankfulness behind. It's interesting, there are so many scriptures that talk. I want to show you just a couple of verses in Psalms. I'm not looking at a bunch of them, but Psalms, I want you to see just a couple of places where thankfulness is to be a part of our life. And Psalms are so full of thankfulness, but these just jump out. Psalms 18. Psalms 18, verse number 49, psalmist writes, therefore I will give thanks to you in church, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name. I'm waiting to be slapped. Nobody going to run up here and slap me? Sister Betty was about to. She can, too. She did it one time when I was 16. I deserved it. I'm about to deserve it right now. No, look at it again. Psalms 18, 49. Therefore, I will give thanks to you in Sunday school, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name. We think of singing praises at church time, so that's when we should be thankful, right? Is anybody here? Are you just an illusion, a figment of my imagination? Okay. I'm just making sure because there's no voices in my head. And I see people. Therefore, I will give thanks to you among the nations. The King James says the heathen. We say nation, you know, in the nation, the heathen, the word heathen just means all the peoples, but it is interesting. It kind of breaks it out among believers, non-believers. Now, in another place in Psalms 35, it says, I'll give thanks in the congregation. Okay, that's a pretty obvious one. But here he says, among the nations, among all people, our thankfulness is to break forth among all places. There's another one I like in Psalms 119. There's a bunch of them in Psalms. I'm going to scale it down because I want to get through my 10 minutes so you can preach the last bit of it. By the way, if you're watching on the internet and you want to share, send your thankfulness to David M at christianchallenge.org and David will go check his email and we'll read it to you. Huh, David? See how blessed he is? What a blessing he is. DavidM@ChristianChallenge.org. Send your Thanksgiving to. Look at Psalms 119. And this is wonderful. This is amazing. We'll take your offerings too. But don't send those to David M. And David says, yes, yes. Psalms 119, verse number 62. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. Midnight, the loneliest hour of the night, the deepest hour of the night, in the darkest hour of the night, when you're alone, when dawn is so far away, when the brightness of the sunrise is beyond your comprehension, David said, at that dark hour, I will be thankful. And so I see it as being thankful among God's people, being thankful among people who don't call themselves God's people, being thankful when you're alone. This is part of that in everything. Now, I said to you at the right time, the second part of that is to the right person. Obviously, it's important that we give thanks to Him. In Isaiah 45, verse 22, He says, turn to Me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Isaiah 42, He talks about how there's none like Me, and I'm not going to give My glory to anyone else. The Scriptures are full of examples that demonstrate who the right person to be thankful to is. Think about why we give thanks to God. Think about the attributes of God. He's merciful. He's kind. He's compassionate. He's long-suffering. He's faithful. He's holy. He's powerful. The list could go on and on. We give thanks to Him because of who He is. He's the right one to give thanks to. The right time, always. The right one, because of what He's done, because of what He's doing. We sang that song tonight. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He's working in your heart, right? He's working in your life. So we give thanks to God for that. And then the last thing was for the right reason. What's the right reason? 1 Thessalonians 5 says, what's the reason we give thanks? Are you here still? Why don't you put 1 Thessalonians 5:18 back up there, Adlin? In everything, give thanks. Why? Scott's wit. When I was younger, I used to read that and worry about having to be thankful for everything. I'm really glad I was able to see that word in everything. In everything. I want to give you an example of somebody who lived that. In Job chapter number 1, I want you to see Job's life. And Bud led us in that song tonight as well. It speaks of this heart that says, I'm going to bless your name in the good times and the bad times. I'm going to bless your name when my skin is young and perky and when it's old and saggy. I'm going to thank you when the sun is shining and when the rain is pouring. In Job chapter number 1, if you were to look at verses 13 through 19, I'm not going to read them, but I want you to see, or I'm going to tell you what's happening. In Job, in this chapter, he begins to hear story after story after story after story of how horrible things are. He starts off by getting a message from one who says, Job, I was out plowing the field with some ox and some donkeys that belonged to you. And this band of wild savages came and they attacked us and they killed every servant you had and took every donkey and every oxen. And the only servant who was left alive is me, and I've come to tell you what happened. And it says in verse 16, while he was still speaking. I mean, the guy hadn't even got a chance to finish his story. And another one shows up and said, we were watching the sheep and this great fireball from heaven came down and it killed all the sheep instantly and killed every servant except for one, me. I'm here to tell you what happened. It says in verse 17, while he was still speaking, another one said, and there's these guys that came down in different bands and they surrounded us and they came about us and they killed all the servants except for me and they took all your camels. I'm the only one that was left and I've come to tell you And in verse 18, while he was still speaking, another came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a great wind came and it knocked the house down. Every child of yours is dead, and all the servants are dead, and I'm the only one left. Man. I mean, you talk about it, when it rains, it pours. You talk about from bad to worse. You talk about out of the frying pan into the fire. You talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Well, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with that, but that was just an illustration that came to my mind. I can't imagine Job's emotions right then. I can't imagine dealing with the first story. Or even the second story. But the third one, and the fourth one, he lost the oxen, he lost the sheep, he lost the camels, he lost his children, he lost all but four servants. Because in every one of those cases, the servant said, and they're all dead except for me. So he's got four servants left. In verse number 20, it says, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Verse 21, he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And pay attention to verse 22. Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. Blessed be your name. You give, you take away. Blessed be your name. I've had plenty, now I have nothing. But blessed be your name. In this issue, Job did not sin. He maintained a thankful heart. I want to tell you four things that you do when you say thank you to God. And then you're going to say thank you. Four things that you do when you say, when we say, when I say, Lord, thank you. Number one, we're saying, Lord, I'm aware of your continual presence. What did Jesus say? I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So when I say thank you, I'm saying, I know you're with me. You don't say thank you to somebody you can't see. Well, except to Jesus. But when you say thank you, you're saying, you're with me. Number two, when you say thank you, when you give thanks to God, you're saying, I'm dependent on you. I needed that. You remember the old commercial, thanks, I needed that? Well, this isn't one of those, although sometimes it is. But when we say thank you, we're saying, God, we're dependent on you. I'm thanking you for what you've done. I needed that. Third thing, when we say thanks, we're saying, God, I trust you. Thank you for what you've given me. Thank you in this situation. I trust you to get me through to the end. Thank you in this situation. I can't solve it. I can't fix it. But I know that I can trust you to get me through. And the fourth thing that we say is that we know that you're at work in our life. What does Romans 8:28 say? All things work together for good. What does Philippians 1:6 say? He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So these things that we've sung tonight, I didn't know what Bud was going to sing. He sang my sermon. I share my sermon. You will share my sermon in a moment. Because what's happening is that God is wanting us to remember this little thing. Thankfulness. Thankfulness is God's will. It breaks yokes. It frees us. It reminds us of all of His truths and His promises. It reminds us He's with us. It reminds us that we're dependent on Him. It reminds us that we can trust Him. It reminds us that He is at work when we say thank you. God's working to bring good things in our life. We say thank you. How can you say thank you when your car breaks down or when you don't have a car? How can you say thank you when your health is bad or when your friend has forsaken you or you lose your job? How can you say thank you? In everything, you can find something to thank Him for. You can give thanks to Him because when the world is turned against you, God is for you. Thank you, God, that You're for me. Though my friends forsake me, though my mother desert me, David wrote, You will never leave me. In that horrible time of feeling alone, You're not alone. Thank You that I'm not alone. You can give thanks to God when your night is dark because joy comes in the morning. Thank You, Lord, that joy comes in the morning. You can give thanks to God when you feel attacked by Satan because greater is He who is in you than he that's in the world. God is my refuge and my strength. Thank You, Lord, that You're giving me an opportunity to see Your hand at work. Thank You, Lord, that You're letting me see the armies that are encamped about me and they're going to rise to the defense. Thank You. Thank You, Lord, that when the pressure is too great and I find myself in a place where I feel incapable and unable, I come to the end of my strength. I find it in You. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I come to the end of myself, I find Your strength. Thank You, Lord, that I couldn't do it. Thank You that in me I couldn't accomplish it. Because Your strength makes it happen. Thank You, Lord, that when I don't have peace in myself, You promised that Your comforter would never leave me. I heard one man say one time, or heard it said that a man said one time, he always was able to thank God for things. He was always able to find something to be thankful for. One day, everything happened kind of like a Job day. And someone asked him, "So what are you going to thank God for today?" You know what he said? "Thank You, Lord, that every day is not like this day. In everything, give thanks." I believe that if you will share something that you're thankful for tonight, God will change your heart and your life and will bless you and will let us leave here being refreshed. So, Bud, you have that microphone? Marco, you have that microphone? Will you start, since you have the microphone, one of you, whoever has the microphone, and if you're watching at home, send your thankfulness to David M. at ChristianChallenge.org. What are you thankful for? What can you give thanks to God for right now? Go ahead, Bud.
All the growing years of my life, I have always been very thankful for a mom that continually has a walking, talking relationship with the Lord. And she does that daily, moment by moment, I know, for her family. And I'm really thankful that she has put her trust in Him for our lives. And I see it over and over and over again. You know, had she tried to maintain control of our lives, she probably wouldn't have picked the friends that we have. She might not have picked the churches that we've gone to. She might not have picked a lot of things. But I'm really thankful that she has consistently and constantly been that intercessor for her family, my sister and two brothers. And I guess really thinking about it, I really ought to be thankful, more thankful for her grandmother, because it was her grandmother that established that in her. And she admired her a lot. And it was her prayers that created that kind of steadfastness in a conversation with the Lord all the time for family in her.
Sounds like Paul saying, "Timothy, I'm thankful for the faith that's in you, that was in your mother, that was in your grandmother." Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah.
And she always has Thanksgiving. That's the rule in the Frederick family. You have to come to Mom and Daddy's house Thanksgiving. But it never fails. Every year, our food is seasoned with the tears of thankfulness from my mom's eyes.
Wow.
Whenever we get together. So I'm thankful for that.
That's awesome. All right, just pass the mic around. Why don't we do that? And if you don't feel obligation. Don't feel like you have to preach a long sermon. But take it, say what you're thankful for, pass it to the next person.
Okay.
And then they can pass it to the next person and just pass it on around.
Loud,
it'll go back to them, I guess.
I thank God for first of all, for Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. I thank God for His church family, for the word being preached here. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for His provision and His providence, the way He works out your life and circumstances and situations. When things don't look like they're going the way they should be going, and when you just continue, when He allows you, or His grace keeps you to trust Him, because He does it all. You know, He makes you trust Him. He makes you not give up, and He gives you the hope to hang on. And then when you see the outcome of it, and you be like, "Wow, He was working the whole time," you know.
Yeah.
And I've had to be able to see that last week with my daughter, with Sabrina, and how He just worked the whole situation out, and
praise God.
Where He took that fear away from us, and He allowed the right doctors to examine her, and I mean, just everything just fell in place. The way that just I was in awe, you know. I was like, "Man, Lord, that was."
Thank you, Jesus.
We was off those 2 days to be able to do that, and the way, you know, it just fell in place. And so it's wonderful to see God's hands at work in your family. And,
yeah.
And just in everyday life, you know, you just thank the Lord for repentance and for how He leads you to repentance and how He shows how the light comes in the darkness when you may be on a dark path, and light will come bursting through, and He'll give you a word, He'll give you strength, or I send somebody your way to encourage you and strengthen you. You know, how He breaks you down, how He chastises you. Thank God for chastisement. You know, I really do thank God for that.
Amen.
For discipline. So, I'm just thankful. Thank God for everything. Thank the Lord.
All right. Now, for everybody else, don't feel like you got to go longer than the person who went before you. All right? And for those of you at home, keep it short, sweetheart. That wasn't you, sweetheart. You can just talk as long as you want, baby.
I'm thankful that God is our defender. He's our defense. I was listening to a song by Phillips Craig and Dee Bean that says, "Mercy said no."
Hmm.
And when you're led astray, Jesus is holding off Satan from trying to destroy you. And He says, "No, you can't mess with her."
Awesome.
I'll keep mine short. I've been thinking a lot lately about my husband because his birthday is coming up. I'm trying to think of something sweet for him. So I guess this will be an early birthday present. I'm very thankful for my husband because he is the answer to all the things I prayed for when I found out I was pregnant with my oldest child. I spent 4 hours crying and praying out to the Lord. Very specific things, and David is everything that I asked for, and I'm very thankful for him.
Wow. All together now. Oh, that's sweet, sis. That's wonderful. Here you go, brother buddy.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus.
Amen.
And all He has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for saving me.
Amen.
Whew. I'm thankful today is almost over, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Amen. That's acceptable. That's wonderful. In everything, give thanks.
Also, I'm thankful for all that God has done for us there in our daily lives and meeting some special needs around our house. And the fact that of what He's going to do for the future, that the needs that's there that we know that He's going to meet, just being patient to wait on Him and just let Him work. And I'm thankful for all the work that He's given us, being able to go out and make a living, to be able to have fellowship with Him, fellowship with others. He's just a wonderful Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I know it's going to sound strange, but I'm thankful for financial difficulties. Because of those financial difficulties, it caused us to press in to the Lord and see His goodness come through. It caused us to cease from trying to strive and to solve it ourselves and see God work supernaturally in those situations. Because if it hadn't been for that, we would still be struggling to try and work it all out. But because he allowed us, and the financial difficulty was of our own making, but he used that. And it allowed us it caused us to get angry. To get angry and sin, not because angry at the things that Satan had tempted us to do, and we had given in to those things, and we were able to repent and to turn from those things and determine that that was the end of that, and that we could put our trust in God. Though we didn't see the answers, we had no notion how they were going to be worked out, but it was either we trust God or we die.
Yeah. Wow. So you're thankful for that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What was you talking about? you know what God told Abraham? Listen to your wife.
Okay. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to say thank you.
Wow. Amen.
I'm thankful for a husband that sold out to Jesus.
Amen.
And for a godly family.
Amen.
I'm thankful for having a wife and family that because of some choices I've made, has put us in a difficult situation. But because of the Lord's goodness, He's doing some things that I really haven't seen. I haven't seen the finished product. We're in the process, and I know we're going to be in the process till we're face to face with Him. But at this certain time, our situation has become real difficult. But I see some good things with it's strengthening our marriage and it's testing it. But it also, I really believe it's going to strengthen us and get us in a proper position on some certain issues that we need to be in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a lot of things said earlier, you know, he will not leave you. I don't care. It's gotten real dark and real hopeless, but it doesn't last very long when you belong to Him.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for a God that is willing to accept my apologies every day.
Come on.
When I mess up. This morning I was getting ready. We were going to court. I know a lot of y'all know what's going on. And, of course, I was rushing, and I thought I didn't have time for my devotion. And the Lord showed me I had to make time for that. And so I was reading that, and in Hebrews chapter 13:5, it says, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what will man do to me? And I am so thankful for a God that is showing us there is more things. There are other things that are more important than what we think money can buy. And like I said, I am grateful for a Savior that is willing to accept my apologies every day, because I know the Bible says we're not to worry. And I do. And I just thank Him for loving me and accepting me, for the warrior I am, I guess, and that He's making us stronger.
I love the way you said that, for God is willing to accept my apologies every day. Nick? You're thankful that you can pass the microphone, aren't you? Yeah, amen.
I'm thankful for, I guess, answers and understanding of God for, you know, each of us being individual with different, you know, faults and high points. I mean, well, He made us, you know. And I'm just very thankful that God never gives up on us. Through our struggles and through where, you know, He puts us where we need to be. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And, He deals with us each individually. And it's just a wonderful thing to know, you know, that no matter where you are or how bad it is or what's happened to you or what you're going through, that he's always there, you know. And even for those of us that don't get it right the first, second, or third time, you know, he's not counting. And it's really nice to know that.
Amen.
And thank you for the Kleenex.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm very thankful for Christian Challenge and for people, for you and for Brother Buddy who preach such a wonderful message. Of course, it is the truth and it is God's Word. And I never dreamed that all my children would be worshiping together.
Mm.
And I'm so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful that Warren and Lori are bringing up Nicholas and Josh, you know, in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I'm thankful for that every day.
Amen.
And I'm really sorry that really the only, I guess, strong father figure that my children had in their life is the Lord. And they missed out on, you know, on the human. But as I said, I'm so thankful for the Lord for saving all of us. And I'd like for y'all to pray for Ricky and Amber and Elizabeth, because they certainly need to be there too.
Yeah, Nick, I think what she was saying was she's so thankful that your daddy spanks you. That's what it sounded like to me. She was, no, just kidding. Go ahead. That's raising a child, the fear and admonition of the Lord, isn't it? That's what it was in my house. They had a board called Fear and Admonition. Bow! No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Actually, it was a whip, but that's another story for another day. Go ahead, Robert. I always told everybody it was a razor strap, and my daddy had a 3-inch wide razor strap, and he did. He didn't whip us with us, but he had one. All right, Robert, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Aren't you thankful that Brother Buddy is still around?
I guess really thankful for the faithfulness of God and just what several have already said, that regardless of what we're going through, regardless of where we're at in our life, he's always there, and he never leaves us, never forsakes us.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my family. He's blessed me so much with a beautiful family, and
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for that, and for the promise of eternal life, that when we're done down here, that there's a whole lot better life waiting for us in his presence.
That's good.
I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for my family and the support and help they give me every day.
See, yeah.
And for my son.
I'm just thankful for that God never gives up on me. I'm sure he didn't realize what he had in store putting up with me. But I'm thankful that he puts people on my path that, you know, when you think there's no other way to go or what you're going to do, he puts people on your path that lifts you up. And I'm just thankful for everybody.
Man, the Lord was shocked this morning when he opened his appointment book and saw what you had for him. And it just about fell off his throne, Tina. Aren't you glad he didn't? Isn't that what you're saying? Thank God he didn't.
I'm thankful for the work he's doing in me, and I'm also thankful for the work he's doing in my children, turning their hearts toward him.
Amen. Turn your hearts.
I'm thankful for a whole lot of stuff. I don't even know where to begin. I'm thankful for when I was out in the world, God had his hand on me. I'm not even supposed to be sitting here. He's had his hand on me since the time I was born. I thank God for a mother who had to do the job of two parents. Even though whenever she wasn't saved, she was still raising me and my two brothers. I thank God that she saved and she brought me to the Lord. I thank God that I have a Savior. I thank God every day for his blessings towards mm-hmm. me. I thank God for his trials and tribulations I've got to go through, because it makes me a stronger person.
Yeah.
And I thank God for my extended family at Christian Challenge. Y'all have been so, so great. And I just, with open arms, with no questions asked, just, I love y'all. And, I just thank God that, I've been praying for a father, you know, even though I've got my Heavenly Father now. I prayed for years and years while I was saved to have the earthly father. And this last time my mother got married, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change him for the world. I'd cut off my right arm for him. I'd give the clothes off my back for him. He's just a wonderful, wonderful father.
Praise God.
And I just thank God. Y'all pray for me and my family.
Amen.
I thank God every day for loving me and saving me in spite of myself, and for blessing me with healthy children and grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and for being a father to my children and to keep them from going astray.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for blessing me with such a wonderful church family, and for my family, especially my mom, because she's cooler and better than any superhero I can think of.
Oh, and she's
so cool. And another thing is, I really, really thank the Lord that for all the hardships that I've been through, like, especially with relationships with people, or like, just, you know, family, whether it be family or friends, and something goes wrong, I just, you know, it shows me how frail human love is, and it helps me rely on the one that I need to rely on always. And just, I thank Him for that.
Praise God.
Today, I realized something that I didn't realize before about how important it is to have friends that'll stay with you no matter what. On the way home from school, we were on the bus, and I'm one of the last people to get dropped off. There's maybe 5 people after me. And all of a sudden, I'm screaming, "Stop the bus, Mr. White!" And so he does, and I get to the front, and I open the door, And he opens the door. He's wondering what I'm doing. I go out, and I'm chasing a rooster off the road, you know, trying to catch the rooster. I get back on the bus, everybody's laughing, and there's this one girl that stays with me no matter what. No matter how stupid I am, I tripped getting on the bus. I got back up, and I tripped again right after I got back up. She's like, I don't care. And I have several friends like that, even when I trip, they'll talk to me. And it seems like lately people are just worried about themselves, you know. They're not worried about having friends and about anything. It's about how they look and what kind of boyfriend they have and everything. And like recently I went through something and lost a bunch of my friends for something I believed. And they're like, "Oh, what do you care? It's just a few friends." Well, it means a lot to have friends that'll stay with you no matter what. And a lot of stuff's been going on, and I'm grateful that I have a Sunday school teacher and a WANA teacher and a friend that I can count on and call on for anything.
And she's looking at y'all, by the way.
Anytime, especially when it's late. It's time to play. And people just take stuff for granted that they probably shouldn't. And I realized that after I was like that. And I realized that. And it means a lot to have people out there with you no matter what.
Mm. So. Thank you, Jade. We're getting closer to David reading from those who have written on the internet. 2 people have written. All right. Looking forward to hearing that.
I thank God for my job.
We'll make it around that way.
The place that I work at, the people are wonderful. And just to see how God has blessed me, because if I wouldn't have left Red Simpson, the office is closing like the end of next month or whatever.
Right.
But just to see how He has blessed me in that.
It's neat. Neat to see that. But Gary? No, you got to put the camera on
yourself.
Do I
have to put the camera on myself?
Yes.
Oh,
everybody
no.
gets to see the camera operator.
Yeah.
Now.
They never see me, which is good. Well, anyhow, I'm grateful and thankful
broke,
for
huh?
the Lord and the saving grace, saved by grace.
Amen.
I thank God for this ministry that we've got here, for the word that's taught. I thank God for the family. I thank God especially for my wife over there.
Amen.
That she's been just a real trooper. A good wife, a loving mother, a loving grandmother, and just a really all-around good, lovely, godly person. And I thank God for my children and my grandchildren.
Hey, praise God. David, you can share first, and then if you'd like to read what's coming up.
Here recently I've had some major changes in my life, and one of them has allowed me to spend more time with my wife and my family, and I'm very, very thankful for that.
Praise God.
That's probably the biggest thing, being able to spend more time with my wife and my family that I could be thankful for right now. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple of responses that we got on the internet. Lois wrote, "Okay, I had to do this since Nathan mentioned it. I can't let him down when he's wanting feedback from us internet listeners."
All right.
Smiley. "I'm thankful for God that God never changes. His ways are steadfast and sure. How he is not dependent on us. If we fail, he is the same. If we do well, he is the same. No matter what our state or situation, he can be depended upon. While so many things around us change and are uncertain and cannot always be relied upon, God remains the same and faithful to his people. And I am thankful for the times I have been able to log online and watch a service at Christian Challenge. May the Lord bless all of you abundantly." Thank you very much for that email.
Lois from Texas.
And this is from the Ross family. "Doris and I are thankful to the Lord for so many things. We're thankful to the Lord for his sacrifice. We're thankful to the Lord for being there when times are good and bad. We are thankful to the Lord for our brothers and sisters at Christian Challenge and for our pastors who lead us in the ways of the Lord. And we thank God that he wrote his name in the book of life and gave us courage, that he wrote our name, in the book of life and gave us courage and hope to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to the Lord Almighty." Yeah. Thank you there, Jim and Doris.
Jim called just for service under the weather, and appreciate hearing from you, Brother Jim. Go ahead and take a Sister Nora. Let's hear, and then we'll come back and wrap it up with the last few.
"I thank God for supernatural peace."
Amen. All right. You can take it to Donna, and then she'll turn it back to Shannon and Marco. And that microphone will have made its trip around the world.
When Bud and I first got married, I remember thinking, praying about our children we would have and worrying how they would turn out. I'm very thankful for God and what he has done in our immediate family. It's just really neat to watch him work when we take our hands off of things. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I thank God for that.
Awesome. Very good.
I'm thankful for my toys.
Amen, Jared. You got a thankful heart, don't you, buddy?
I am. I'm thankful for the God I serve, who is so faithful when I'm not and when I am. Like Lois said, he doesn't change according to how I am. He's always the same. He's always faithful and always compassionate and always merciful. And the he who began a good work in me, really thankful for that promise. A few weeks ago, when Daddy was preaching, he said, he made a statement that said, about that scripture, that said, this is not a one-shot thing. And that really struck me, that he doesn't do a work in my life and then say, okay, here you go. And then if I mess up, he's not there. You know, it's not a one-shot thing. He continues to work. And I'm thankful for that promise, that no matter how long it's going to take, he said he's going to complete it.
Amen.
So I'm not going to be half-baked, half-finished, or broken. I'm not going to end
That's
up
right.
broken.
That's
he
good.
Said he's going to complete it.
Amen.
And I wrote down that day during the sermon that until the day he will continue working in me, until the day he receives me as his bride.
That's good.
It's beautiful.
Well, there's many things to be thankful for. I mean, in retrospect, thinking about the fact that God blessed me to put me in a country that allows me to worship Him freely,
right.
That I'm not under any government tyranny to keep me from doing that. I thank God for the wonderful family that raised me, my mom and my grandmother and my two wonderful sisters. And then He gives me such an awesome family that I get to enjoy every single day. And it's just, when you sit back and just for a moment take the time to do something like this, it's amazing how overwhelmed you can be
mm-hmm.
by the large quantities of things that He does that we so easily take for granted.
That's it. That's good. Thank you for preaching. You preach to yourself. Some of you shared in the midst of some everythings that were tough. Some of you shared in the midst of some everythings that are okay. Some of you have had some wonderful things happen in your life. And others of you are walking through some difficult times. But you all gave thanks and everything. You did God's will tonight. You did God's will tonight. You lived out His will. And that's awesome. Thank God that you're not where you were. Thank God He's not going to leave you where you are. Thank God He will complete that work. I was reading today, my devotion was in Ephesians chapter 2. The thought that he shared with me is that when Paul wrote, you used to be alienated, excluded from the covenants, strangers. He used words that were harsh. He said, but now you've been brought near, you've been made family, you've been included. Thank God. We have so much to be thankful for. So in everything, let's give thanks. Lord Jesus, thank you. We say thank you. Tonight, as we have shared and heard and the things that folks have talked about, our hearts have, like Marco said, Lord, I've been overwhelmed with the things that are shared. We are grateful, God. Help us to live gratefully. Help us to always, in everything, give thanks. Acknowledging and recognizing that You are with us, acknowledging and recognizing that we are dependent upon You, acknowledging and recognizing that we can trust You in every situation, acknowledging and recognizing we know You are at work in our lives. So, Father, at the right time, always we give You thanks. To the right one, You, Ancient of Days, for the right reason, it is Your will. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.